Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook putting some new rules into effect today ahead of the November election. Measures including flagging and even the removal of misinformation. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying this morning in an exclusive CBS interview with co-anchor Gail King that no one will be exempt from those new rules.
Anyone who's saying that the election is going to be fraudulent, I think that's problematic. And I think additional context needs to be added to that.
It's not just anyone. It's not just a regular Joe. It's the president of the United States, yes.
This will definitely apply to the president once this policy goes into place.
First time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump now threatening to cut federal funding to cities dealing with civil unrest. The president signing a memo yesterday that orders federal agencies to find cities where they could potentially cut funding. Trump saying there are the cities that, in his words, permit anarchy, violence, and destruction. Among those cities on his list, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, New York, and Washington, D.C. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill will be traveling to Kenosha, Wisconsin today, holding a community meeting to address unrest in that city since the police shooting of Jacob Blake. A statement from the Biden camp saying the attempt will be to help bring Americans together, in the words of the statement, to heal and address serious challenges ahead. 40 million Americans can look ahead to a sweaty Labor Day weekend as excessive heat is expected across western Arizona, southern Nevada, and much of California. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dozens of people in custody after a human smuggling attempt in South Texas. The Border Patrol says they found 52 illegal immigrants inside a semi-truck near Laredo over last weekend. A White House coronavirus task force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness. Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control. And a man in Lincoln, Nebraska is asking his city council leaders to remove boneless chicken wings from menus across the city. Andrew Christensen pitching the idea during a city council meeting, saying that boneless chicken wings are really chicken tenders. He says they really should be called wet tenders. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Now, who would have thought in our Constitution that, you know, of all the freedoms that we have, I guess implicit somewhere in the Constitution is the fact that you cannot get in the way of a woman's haircut. You know, Megan Barth is with us. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. Megan, is it somewhere in the Constitution that, you know, regardless of quarantine, regardless of any kind of, you know, government edict, if a woman needs to get her hair styled, that trumps everything, right, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I must have missed that in the Constitution. However, what I didn't miss was my concern that the third most powerful person in the free world, Nancy Pelosi, the most powerful Democrat in this country, got tricked by a hair salon. Should she have top security clearance?
Exactly. Yeah, she's that vulnerable, if that's all it takes. And the thing is her excuse, it sounded so childlike. I go, wait a minute, this woman is three chairs away from the Oval Office, and she sounded like a little kid. I mean, yeah, I take responsibility, but it was a setup. I mean, the setup was yours. I mean, this is of your own doing. How is this a setup?
Yeah, you set up the appointment. How about that?
Yeah.
But
exactly.
The fact is that this display of arrogance and hubris is exactly who the Democrat Party is and how they treat small business owners, particularly women. The salon owner is a woman.
Yes.
And so for her to say that on national TV, on a very powerful platform, what she has caused is more distress to that business owner. That business owner was on Tucker Carlson last night. Beautiful woman, mother of two. She is now receiving, she's been in that salon for 12 or 13 years. She is now receiving death threats, Yelp reviews, which have tanked her business. Not that her business needed any more tanking because California has shut down all salons now for 6 months. Mm-hmm. No one else can get their hair cut without a mask, but Nancy Pelosi can. So what Nancy Pelosi did was further punish that small business owner.
But those are the Democrats. That is the hard left for you, is they're going to find a way to invalidate you. You know, Megan, you have got to comply. If you don't comply, there is a price to be paid. And for this woman who's had a business there in the Bay Area for 13 years, she's gone. She's rejected. I mean, she's going to have to find another place to land. She just needs to be careful as she heads for the exit that she doesn't get run over by everybody else leaving California so quickly.
Well, that's right. And she said on Tucker last night that she does plan on leaving. She's finished there. And her salon is basically finished, along with every other salon in California. You know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve has turned into nearly 6 months. We are being played. I have said that since March.
Yes.
We are being played. We just got the data now, the new CDC data, because the data seems to keep changing. mm-hmm. which is really odd to me. The data now says that only that 94% of COVID deaths had a minimum of 2.7 on average, 2.7 comorbidity. So the people had anywhere between 1 to 5 comorbid conditions, mm-hmm. compromised immune systems, obesity, heart problems, diabetes.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So these comorbidities were likely the main cause of death, since they were very unhealthy or elderly people anyway, and only 6% then of the COVID deaths were directly and only related to COVID.
Exactly.
Now, when you look at the numbers, again, and you dig deep down, and this will tell you again about Democrats and how they punish the hard workers and they elevate the frauds like Governor Cuomo. He got a spot at the DNC convention. Because of his actions, and 70% of all the cases that we're looking at now come out of New York, because of his actions, he killed over 7,000 elderly people in nursing homes in New York. That total is greater than the destruction and that Osama bin Laden did on 9/11 in New York.
Yes.
So time is greater.
Right. Yeah, and this is...
Elevate Cuomo.
Right. Well, this is what the left does, and the Democrats control the mainstream media, so they're putting out the false narrative. And I find it quite rich that they talk so quickly about the president of the United States lying when you can't open up a newspaper and see it loaded with misinformation and the likes. It's galling. I mean, you know, every time they say, yeah, and I'm these talking heads, whether it's Juan Williams on Fox or Democratic operatives who want to talk about the president lying, it's like, I want a follow up question, like, give me an idea. I mean, you're saying he's lying. How is he lying?
Yeah, and they won't have an answer.
Yeah.
The hyperbole and the smear campaign I have never witnessed in my life against the seated president but this one. And this should tell you everything. The left will tear down who they fear most.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes not only the president, but it includes small business owners, because small business owners get in their way of their socialist policies. When you look at socialist country, you don't find a middle class. You find an upper class that is politically connected, that is wealthy, that can afford maybe a 60-70% tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find the serf.
Yes.
You find the lower class. And there is no middle class. And that is one of the reasons why the Democrats, if given an ounce more of power, whether they're given, if they're given the presidency, and God forbid they keep the House and win the Senate, their first move will be to eliminate the Electoral College. Because the Electoral College gathers all of the voices of those in the middle working class between New York and California. If the Democrats had their way, they would eliminate the Electoral College and rely solely on New York and California.
Mm-hmm.
You have lived in California.
Right.
I have lived in California. Would you ever want to live in California again? Because those are the policies that are going to be shoved down our throat with any Democrat that's elected. A new law just passed in the assembly in California, I believe. It's awaiting, I think, passage in the state Senate, and I'm sure Governor Newsom might sign it. But now a new law is going to allow basic pedophilia.
Yes, exactly.
And this law will allow same-sex identity people, homosexuals, to sleep with a person as young as 15 years old, a child as young as 15 years old, if there is only 10 years difference in that homosexual relationship.
No, it's disgusting, Megan. And this on top of what we saw on video in New York City on a subway platform of a woman being sexually accosted in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And no police. Where are the citizens? This is going, I mean, what next? What next after this? I mean,
this reminds me of David Dinkins, New York.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
We are looking at a New York that was cleaned up by Rudy Giuliani that has now been destroyed by socialists. Socialist Democrats like Bill de Blasio, Andrew Cuomo, and the rest of the Democrat lot. I hope every suburban woman that voted for Nancy Pelosi and the new wave of progressive women that came in 2018 saw that video. Because
exactly.
That's exactly what's going to happen in their suburban backyard.
We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Megan Barth, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media
Silver
Quality
Project. Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Megan Barth, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, this whole salon gate issue, you know, we had an issue earlier, months before. You would think the Democrats would get the memo that, you know, though you may be a mayor or somebody of importance, violating the rules that everybody has been compelled to follow. I mean, my wife right now, she's in Hawaii, and people that violate the restrictions, she had to sit out for 2 weeks in Kauai. And she's finally, you know, good God Almighty, free at last, at least in Kauai. She's going to Maui to go see the grandkids and is going to have to be in quarantine once again. But they're arresting people, and there's like, you know, as much as a $5,000 fine going on, and they check on you. Four times she was checked on. A National Guard came by the hotel twice to knock on the door, and of course they let her in, and she was like in the Hotel California. She could never leave for 2 weeks.
Crazy. Yeah, this is insane. I refuse to fly to New York for that very reason. If mm-hmm. I touch down in New York, I am met by contact tracers. I have to fill out a form. I have to sign it swearing that all is true. Mm-hmm. And then they have, and then basically I'm signing my rights away, my right to privacy. My health is between my doctor and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I will never sign a form. I will never go get tested. I will not go through a drive-through clinic. My health is protected by OSHA.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, by HIPAA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
And that is, by law, the protection of your medical records between you and your doctor. And this flu, which is exactly what it is, it is not a plague, and I thought that was one of the worst things Trump has ever said, but and referred to it as the plague. He was misled. We were all buffooned.
Mm-hmm.
But I will never sign a form allowing a government agent to get between me and my doctor, and that is what this contact tracing is all about. I went to D.C., and I had, before I sat down in a restaurant, because I couldn't sit at a bar, before I sat at a socially distanced table at a restaurant, I had to give my name and phone number for contact tracing in D.C. Now,
wow.
Ask yourself, would you give your real name and real phone number to some stranger so you could go on a contact tracing list? Of course not.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't have to stop anything. All of a sudden, I'm going to be Margaret Richards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. No, this is absolutely intrusionary. It's ridiculous as to what's going on. And, you know, you were talking earlier about the CDC report. Well, it didn't take long before that was discredited, right? I mean, this misinformation campaign that continues to go out there. And on top of that, and you and I have been very passionate about the WHO and how they've misled us repeatedly and how they've become the standard for Facebook and social media to be the qualifying agents for our medical reporting is beyond me. I mean, what is going on with our country that we would allow the WHO to be the voice of authority on anything that has to do with COVID or anything at all,
exactly,
for that matter?
Yeah, well, the communist Chinese, right?
Yes, right.
You know, taking advice from them. I will still contend to this day that this was biological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the Chinese really wants to do a trade deal?
No.
Do you think that they want to be second in the world, or do you think they want to be first in the world as far as power is concerned?
Well, without
a doubt. They
want to be first. Exactly.
So how do you knock out the first most powerful country in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You release a virus.
Well, in the, whether or not they did it purposely, certainly their actions post it, you know, post the release of this virus in much the same way as Nancy Pelosi and her cover up and denial it all fits a pattern. It's all consistent with how we're being duped into this. And America has to go into this with its eyes wide open. We cannot allow a small minority of radicals to take over our cities and also take over our minds and critical thinking. Now more than ever, Megan, we have got to be sharp about what's going on and realize that the enemy is no longer existential. It is amongst us. Trevor Loudon has been reporting for years about democratic socialists that we keep electing into office. At one time, he said there's over 100 elected democratic socialists within our federal government. He says they can't even pass the security test to be a dog catcher. That's how bad it is. But yet they're allowed cover And we're wondering, you know, what is going on and why the Democrats are so quiet, you know, about all this anarchy and terrorism that's happening, this domestic terrorism that's happening. And it's all because of one thing, as you know, you follow the money and realize that it serves their purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I don't like the term democratic socialist. They are communists. The enemy is within.
Yes.
What is the difference between a socialist and a communist? I'm not going to split hairs over that one. They are both totalitarian ideologies, and socialism only gets you closer to communism.
Yes.
So if they want to call themselves Democrat socialists or democratic, which isn't even a word, democratic socialists, that's fine. They can call themselves whatever they want. They can call themselves Gisele Bundchen, Tom Brady. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that they're totalitarian communists.
Exactly. Yes. And this is where America needs to be awake to what's happening because, you know, meanwhile, our streets are being over. I mean, who would have thought, Megan, that Portland, Oregon would be overrun for 100 days and be allowed to continue on with this this kind of insanity and chaos? This is unbelievable.
Well, Trump has an answer to that. As of yesterday, he signed an executive order demanding that the government budget office, I believe, submit documents that show what defunding can happen in five cities, D.C., New York, Chicago, Portland, and Seattle. And that's exactly what needs to happen. I was in D.C., like I said, a couple weeks ago. I walked through Lafayette Square. It used to be the most precious sanctuary in the world for me, quite frankly, with St. John's Church on the corner, the church, historic church that used to marry slaves. The most beautiful manicured area. BLM has turned it into a slum.
Yes.
The VA building across from the White House, every single window on the street level has been shattered. The bricks that lined the sidewalk in front of Lafayette Square and in front of the Hay Adams Hotel, historic hotel, all the bricks have been ripped up. And that is what these anarchists and these BLM, quote-unquote, protesters, otherwise known to common-sense people as rioters, were using as projectiles to break out the windows, to use against cops, and all of a sudden the Democrats have a problem with tear gas?
Yeah, no, this is ridiculous. At ReaganBabe.com, you have a report about 39 missing children found by U.S. Marshals in Georgia through Operation Not Forgotten. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Yeah, this Operation Not Forgotten has been spearheaded by the DOJ and the FBI in order to hunt down human traffickers, and they found 39 children alone in Georgia. Multiply that across all 50 states.
Yeah.
And the other thing that the Democrats are promising is to open the borders. Well, guess what an open border is? It's a wide open freeway to human trafficking.
Human trafficking, more missing children, no doubt.
More missing children, and the people that suffer the most at the hands of human traffickers are women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the party that's supposedly about women and children, how does open borders protect women and children?
Yeah, hashtag that, right?
That's right. And so this operation has been ongoing. It is going to continue until hopefully we arrest every single scumbag and pedophile that have used their means, whether it's financial or otherwise, to traffic young, innocent children.
Well, it's another characteristic and result of lawlessness in our streets and in the hearts and minds of Americans, ladies and gentlemen. Also being reported, first-time gun buyers grow to nearly 5 million in 2020.
Yep. We're armed and ready.
Well, this is what's going on. I know in my local store, I go there, the shelves are empty, and the gun range is highly operational right now. So that's quite telling, to say the least. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. Megan Barth, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Be safe.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Favored by students and young adults, Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance banking account provides clients with ways to help them establish and maintain responsible money management skills. Christian Baumfalk, Bank of America.
Developing smart financial habits like budgeting and saving is essential, especially during these uncertain economic times. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping young adults and students succeed by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance banking account, as well as educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
More than 2 million clients now use Advantage Safe Balance Banking, which allows them to bank without overdraft fees. Students under the age of 24 are also eligible for a waiver to cover the monthly maintenance fee on both the Advantage Safe Balance Banking account and the Bank of America Advantage Savings account. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/student banking. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/student banking.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook putting some new rules into effect today ahead of the November election. Measures including flagging and even the removal of misinformation. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg saying this morning in an exclusive CBS interview with co-anchor Gayle King that no one will be exempt from those new rules.
Anyone who's saying that the election is going to be fraudulent, I think that's problematic. And I think additional context needs to be added to that.
It's not just anyone. It's not just a regular Joe. It's the president of the United States. Yes.
This will definitely apply to the president once this policy goes into place.
First time unemployment claims falling below a million for the first time in 3 weeks. The Labor Department report just out showing 881,000 Americans filed initial claims last week, 130,000 fewer than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we've got some things to remind you of right now, and that is that September is rheumatic disease awareness month, and we're going to talk about what all that means to you, because the fact of the matter is at least 54 million U.S. adults have been diagnosed with a rheumatic disease, but the real number of Americans living with the condition may be as high as 91 million. Can you imagine that? Rheumatic disease are common, lifelong, and impact people of all ages. That's why a new survey is shedding some light on a group of conditions that has a profound effect on millions of people, young and old. As I mentioned, as part of Rheumatic Disease Awareness Month, Dr. Kanika Manga is joining us. She's a rheumatologist at the University of Texas Health Science Center. And we're going to talk about the signs that you may be living with a rheumatic disease, didn't even know it. Also going to talk about the results of a new survey that shows some surprising facts about this disease, plus what you can do if you think someone is showing signs or symptoms, even if they might not look sick. Dr. Manga, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's talk about, how common are rheumatic diseases and what are they?
Exactly. So they're actually very common. And you mentioned earlier 54 million adults, right? So I want to emphasize that's one in four Americans living with a doctor-diagnosed rheumatic condition. And as you mentioned, the number might be as high as 91 million Americans if we include patients that have symptoms but just haven't received their official diagnosis yet. So that would make it one in three adult Americans. So another thing I want to mention is, they're not, you mentioned again, children get them as well. The CDC estimated 300,000 children are living with a type of juvenile arthritis. So it's common. Now, there's hundreds of conditions that really fall under this umbrella of rheumatic disease. These diseases can impact the joints, the muscles, and even your autoimmune system. But people have heard of rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or gout. A lot of them haven't heard about all these other conditions. But, you know, these really can be debilitating and lifelong, and if not treated properly, life-threatening.
Mm-hmm. What are the signs that we should be looking for in order to discern, first of all, that we need to see a doctor, that possibly we're dealing with a rheumatic disease?
Yeah, so there's so many different signs. I'll mention a few of them. So I would say generalized fatigue, also morning stiffness. You know, the kind of where you wake up in the morning, your joints feel really stiff, but it actually lasts for more than 30 minutes, but gets better as you get moving and go about your day. And also skin manifestations or rashes can be another sign to look out for as well.
Mm-hmm. So waking up in the morning and having excessive stiffness for an extended period of time. Like you say, if it's 30 minutes, it's like what most people, you know, you get out of bed, you've been lying horizontally, conceivably, for 8 hours, and that can make us all a little bit stiff, but we're looking at something that goes beyond that, that seems a bit extraordinary, right?
Exactly, longer than the 30 minutes. And, you know, a lot of patients with the general kind of mechanical joint pain, they tend to be stiff as well in the morning, but that usually doesn't last for more than 30 minutes. And actually, their joint pain kicks in with activity and movement, whereas this kind of stiffness actually improves with activity and movement. So there's a little bit, a small distinction between the two.
Well, we're talking rheumatology. After all, September is Rheumatic Disease Awareness Month. Dr. Kanika Monga is with us, physician in the Division of Rheumatology at Methodist Hospital at the Texas Medical Center. Dr. Monga, tell us about this new survey that you guys took.
Yeah, so in conjunction with Rheumatic Disease Awareness Month 2020, it's our fifth one, the American College of Rheumatology and its Simple Task Public Awareness Campaign conducted a survey of more than 1,100 Americans living with rheumatic disease in the United States. So this year's National Patient Survey actually builds on ACR's 2019 Patient Survey by gathering data in areas of affordability, access limitations, but also new data on telehealth. So that really provides us insights on how things might be even changing with time. So a number I really want to focus on as a result of the survey is 68% of the respondents reported that they felt that their disease was invisible because they don't look sick to other people from the outside. Now, that's so important, and that's a huge number. That's two-thirds of the respondents felt that way, which is why we've sort of made it our theme to spotlight patients and really share their stories and their diverse experiences with dealing with a rheumatic condition. You know, our motto for this year is, my disease may be invisible, but I'm not. And I think that really gets to the core of our awareness campaign.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Monga, you know, you mentioned people's really lack of understanding, and you can appreciate it because sometimes it's not obvious when it comes to rheumatic diseases. Explain to our audience what exactly is a rheumatic disease.
Yeah, so, you know, one particular part of rheumatic disease, a little subsection, is autoimmune disease. I believe that people really don't have a good understanding of that, so I'll focus on that. So autoimmune disease is when your body, your defense system, right, in your body cannot tell a foreign cell from its own cells. So what it ends up doing is it, by mistake, it starts attacking your own healthy, your healthy body parts, like your muscles and your joints and your organs. So that's when there's inflammation, there's pain, and that's what causes a lot of these autoimmune diseases. So it's your own body mistakenly attacking its own self.
Mm-hmm. Well, whenever you mention autoimmune, of course, this really perks everybody's interest, because in the era of COVID-19 that we're living in, anything that has to do with immunity and inflammation, anything that might be considered as a comorbidity, this could make us vulnerable, right?
Exactly. And, you know, that's why another finding of this survey is so important to talk about. A lot of my patients, especially those on immunosuppressive therapy or those with inflammatory processes, like you mentioned, were worried about coming in person because they thought that would increase their risk of getting exposed to or getting sick with COVID-19. So the a little bit of a resource to kind of bridge that gap is telehealth. So 66% of our patients that responded to the survey reported using telehealth in the past year to meet with their rheumatology care provider, which I think is excellent. Because we have to continue management of these diseases, especially during a pandemic, because when you have rheumatic diseases and you're flaring, that can put you at risk for actually, it actually in itself could be a really bad risk factor given a pandemic.
Well, that offers a lot of relief right there, the fact that you don't have to maybe add exposure yourself to exposure of COVID-19 or put yourself in areas that, you know, could make you, you know, more vulnerable. So telehealth, this is something that really has been unfolding quite rapidly in this era of COVID-19, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I think it might be here to stay. A lot of our patients have really, really appreciated being able to access their providers. You know, and when you add that video component, it does, you are still able to do a limited physical exam. Again, you know, I love seeing my patients. I like seeing them in person. But given certain scenarios, especially given COVID-19, I think it's a really good resource that we can add on even moving forward.
Yeah, Dr. Manga, I'm hearing from other physicians that what they're drawing out of this is that they're able to see more patients, that the quality of care, believe it or not, you know, they're getting a lot of positive reports when it comes to the appreciation and quality of care, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I've gotten really great feedback from our patients as well. And, you know, even just access to care, right? So our wait time to see a rheumatologist, according to the survey, has really, really increased. You know, a lot of patients have to wait more than 30 days to even get an appointment after the first referral. There is a shortage of rheumatologists, and it's actually even worse in the pediatric population. The pediatric rheumatologists, you know, we need more. There's a huge shortage. So telehealth might be a good way to bridge that gap. So providers might be able to see more patients. And some of our patients are very stable and they're doing well, or they might be limited by joint mobility as well. So they might appreciate not having to come in for a stable follow-up visit.
Without a doubt. Well, Dr. Kanika Manga has been our guest physician in the Division of Rheumatology at Methodist Hospital at the Texas Medical Center. You got to check out the information on this new study. The big takeaway is a lot of people go, look at that. I don't look sick. And, you know, and I think that we can understand why they might feel that way, but they might also feel some other symptoms that they need to take note of. And so for more information, where can they go, Dr. Manga?
For more information and tell your story as a patient living with chronic rheumatic conditions, simpletasks.org.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Whether it's the lobby, drive-in movies, hey, let's get there. Let's get on the other side of this COVID-19 experience. We got the movie guy coming up next.
Bill Martinez live.
Here he is, live from Hollywood, California, still the movie capital of the world. The one and only Steve Evans is with us. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fine, and here is something we haven't looked at in quite a while.
I was going to bring that up right away. I mean, it's amazing, but, you know, it's interesting because there's a couple of emotions that come into this, and that is, yes, it's good to see these numbers, but it's also... it's distressing to see the numbers because we haven't seen numbers like this ever.
Well, ever. Well, it, actually, the, you know, I guess the positive thing is we do have numbers.
Yes.
At least, you know, such that they are. We have about 62% of the theaters in the country open at this particular time.
Right.
And, but they're in limited capacity. You know, only many of them, you can only put about 50%, sometimes 25% into these theaters. And, you know, the jury's still out. I mean, a lot of movie aficionados are holding back thinking they don't want to spend 2 hours in a room with a bunch of strangers. So.
Right. Exactly.
You know, the people who have gone have said, they have never seen these theaters so clean, though, you know.
Right.
They're going out of the way. You're no longer sticking to the floors. You're trying to walk to your seat. And it is a different experience from that perspective. And you had a movie like The New Mutants, which was released last weekend, making about $7 million on 2,400 screens, which isn't great. But then this is a 20-year-old franchise and the 13th installment, so there may have been a little of that, too.
Yeah.
They're all looking forward to this weekend when the movie Tenet is going to be released. This is a big, big movie. Directed by Christopher Nolan. Now, Christopher Nolan did Dunkirk. He also did movies like Inception. He did Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. You know, he's a big-time director, and this has been a movie that they've had their eye on for quite some time, thinking that this would really be the test. They have released the movie in about 41 markets internationally, including about 20,000 screens in Canada, and they've made about $53 million so far. I mean, it's performing well overseas. When they release it this weekend over the long Labor Day weekend, well, who knows? We'll just see how it all shakes out.
Steve, are they going to end up having to do a dual report, a streaming report, as well as a domestic theater report like this?
Well,
or are they going to end up, homogenizing the numbers somehow?
Well, I don't know. I think we will still see the traditional system proceed. I mean, because they don't like to release numbers that they don't have to, and they haven't been releasing at least financial numbers from what's been happening online, because it's all over the board. You know, the
right.
pricing's all over the board, and some you get with the service and some you don't, and all that business. So it is.
So they don't want to answer all the phone calls from the investors going, pay up, sucker. I gave you all this money here, and I see these numbers, right?
This may be God's gift to studio accounting. They don't have to answer those questions.
Is that possible, huh?
I don't know. But anyway, so it's going to be interesting. And we did, like I say, we did have the Mutant movie. The New Mutants was number one. Unhinged, that's the Russell Crowe film, number two, making about $2.6 million. Bill and Ted Face the Music, which has been released online and pay-per-view as well as theatrically. And then we have The Personal History of David Copperfield. That was number four, only available in theaters so far. And Words on Bathroom Walls made about $500,000 as well. So that's how the domestic chart looks at this particular
time. So what do you think? I mean, right now, about 2,500 theaters. I mean, how do you see these numbers increasing?
Well, I mean, actually, we have a lot more theaters than that. We have about 62% of 40,000 theaters in this country, whatever that number would be. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are open. However, like I say, in limited capacity, and nobody knows how the crowds are going to react, I think.
What about the drive-in theaters? There's a little renaissance with drive-in theaters now.
Well, they don't seem to be getting the A title. Uh-huh. They get the old beach movies and things like that. Do kind of people like to reminisce about the old days of the drive-in? Uh-huh. I'm not aware of them getting, the recent titles. Maybe I'm wrong there. I haven't really looked into it. But
right.
I think that's only a number like 200 or so screens across the country. It's not very big.
Right.
So, I think that we'll just have to see.
Uh-huh.
I'm not excited to go back to a theater, to tell you the truth. Not right away.
Right,
I'm going to
exactly.
see how things shake out. They say that everybody has to wear a mask, like I say, limited seating, half capacity and all that. But they, of course, that lasts until they start eating the popcorn.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
of course, they take off the mask. And according to one person who went, said the masks stay off, right?
Right.
So you're,
well, of course.
You're in the theater with a bunch of, strangers that you hope at least don't have the virus.
Well, you'll be able to go to a movie theater if you're going to get your hair done and you happen to be a political operative. Then it's no holds barred, right?
Why do you
especially
always,
in California.
You always seem to find a way to work Nancy Pelosi into these
guys. I love Nancy Pelosi. Are you kidding me?
She makes up half your show, I think.
No, I wouldn't give her that much time. But no, I just, this whole salon gate is just good fun. But we got better things to talk about.
Well, I feel like
so surely
California.
Adjust. Yes,
I think California is doing this whole thing with a color coding, I think, because, we have purple areas and yellow areas depending upon the virus spread and the number of deaths and things like that. It's an incentive to get the numbers down.
So now everybody's going to have a patch now on them? I mean, this is like we're going
patch.
Back to Germany here.
No, this is not a patch. You just look at your chart, and if you live in L.A., it's purple. I can tell you that.
Oh, you are.
Nobody,
really? So now, well, I'm in California right now, and I didn't get.
Where are you?
I feel color deprived here. I'm in Long Beach, so I don't even know what my color is.
You're in a purple zone. I mean, we have a few yellow zones, which I think San Diego is the yellow, and then you have some up north.
What does yellow mean? Mellow yellow?
I don't have the chart in front of me, but you can go online. Purple is bad. Purple means, most of the state is purple. But then you have a couple of other colors there where it depends upon, what kind of a rating you have as far as the number of businesses that can open and so on and so forth. I think it's a smart way to go about it, actually. But we're here to talk about movies, Bill. And
yes,
I want to talk about this movie called Tenet.
I know every time we get together, you always want to talk politics, and it's disturbing.
Isn't that the case?
Surely I just. No, let's talk about Tenet. I know that's number one on your list, right?
Movie, $200 million movie. We have a ton of talent here. Christopher Nolan, as I was mentioning, he comes with quite a pedigree. But we also have a great cast here. John David Washington, Robert Pattinson, Elizabeth Debicki, Kenneth Branagh, Michael Caine, Himesh Patel. And this is a movie which is getting good reviews. 78% are saying it's one to see. However, will you understand what you're looking at? One of the critics, the guy from the New York Post, is his saying is, what the hell was that? In other words, it's a little difficult to follow. Here's the idea. An unnamed CIA agent participates in an undercover SWAT operation at a Ukrainian opera house, rescuing an exposed spy and stealing a strange artifact. He is saved from being shot by a masked soldier with a distinctive red tag on his rucksack. Now, the protagonist is captured and tortured before consuming a cyanide pill. He later awakens, learns the pill was a fake, and his colleagues are dead, the artifact was taken, and the mission all was a test. The protagonist's boss points him to a secret organization called Tenant, thus the title, leading him to Laura, a scientist studying bullets whose entropy has been inverted so they move backward through time. Are you with me on that?
Wow.
And that
yes.
is just the first paragraph. It is one that I think is going to, this is a movie in which the bad guys and good guys go backward and forward in time.
So you had to spend that much money in order just to kind of make sense out of all these moving parts, huh?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out Inception. Remember that movie?
Yes, yes, exactly.
I'm still scratching my head about
it. It's enough to throw you to the therapist, no doubt.
It's true. Well, I'll give you something to do, throughout the fall, trying to figure this one out. So it's out there this weekend, and we'll see what happens. We do have numbers to look at.
Yes.
Another movie I think we should talk about, The Five Bloods. And I bring this up because Chadwick Boseman passed away.
Yes, I was going to bring that up, so glad
what
you did.
What a shock. I mean, yes. Nobody.
No, nobody knew that he was sick.
Nobody. Yeah. Not even Disney. And they know pretty much everything. Right. Because, they're the ones that have the Avenger franchise and Black Panther and all that. And they were gearing up for Black Panther 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposedly going to be training this month and getting back in shape so that he would be able to play the king. But, who knows now what's going to happen. The Five Bloods was his last movie. And as you see his appearances, lately, he looked very thin.
Yes.
And he didn't really look well, if you really want, now I didn't think about it at the time, but he's been a sick man since 2016.
Yeah, 8 years, they said, or something.
He'd been dealing with four years since 16. Where he was diagnosed, and he was working, but also at the same time going through surgeries and chemotherapy and all kinds of stuff.
42 years old. I mean, it's just amazing. And what a talent. I mean, and Dan Aykroyd, the other night, spoke so highly of them, when they got together and, did the work on, for the movie Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
He said he was just such an extraordinary talent. Was it that or James Brown? Or James Brown's story, I think he was it?
Yeah.
Aykroyd, it was James Brown.
But, 42 is the first time I saw him. And he just jumped off the screen. You thought, man, this guy is something. And then, of course, Get On Up with James Brown. He was Thurgood Marshall in the movie Marshall. Right. And then, of course, the whole Black Panther thing, which just kind of exploded.
I mean, you talk about a career. I mean, it was short-lived but rapid. I mean, the breadth of work that he did in such a short amount of time was extraordinary.
Right. Yeah. I should mention Mulan is coming out on Disney Plus this weekend. That's going to be another big release. And it's not in theaters. It's going to go directly to Disney Plus. Cost you $30, but it's out there, and you can watch it online.
We don't get it for $6.95?
Well, you have to be a subscriber. Then you get a chance to see it for $29.99.
Oh, $29. Okay. Today only. And you get knives. And you get knives, too, by the way. Just kidding. Just kidding. That would get everybody in trouble here. Next thing you know, Disney's going to be calling me up and rejecting my ticket request when I want to go visit the park. What can I tell you? Hey, he is the movie guy. Steve Evans is his name. And he's here every week with the latest on what's happening at the box office and in the world of Hollywood.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is